Kilo, Quebec, 4, Echo, Victor, Alpha, monitoring.
4 DJW, mobile.
Mobile.
4 DJW, mobile.
Well, hello, Dave. Been a while since I've talked to you. I've heard you a couple times, but usually it's about the time you're signing, over.
Same way, I hear you on there every now and then, but it's either I'm driving into the driveway or you are. One. But anyway, you doing okay? You enjoying ham radio?
Yes, I do. I spend too much time on it, actually. But most time it's contesting. And if I don't do that, it's DXing. I like those two best. Not on repeaters too much, not unless I get in the car here. How about you?
To do more flying than ham radio. But ham radio keeps getting in the way of my flying. I don't know how that works, but it works out that way. Anyway, I enjoy both of them.
Well, that's the problem, you know. There's only 24 hours in a day. And it's easy to fill those up. And just always something to do. Still, I know you've have experience now since you've been retired for a while. That you're busier when you're retired than you were when you was working. And I found that to be true. But I was always busy anyway, over.
I heard that. It's kind of hard to imagine it when you're working. But, you know, the transition was kind of difficult for me. thinking I should be doing something. I shouldn't have all this free time, but I do. But then after a while, things start filling in. My wife figures out that I have all this free time, and she builds three times the honeydew list she used to build. So anyway, it's good. It's all good because we're getting the house cleaned up. We're getting things done that we always said we'll do that someday when we have time. And I'm 7 years ahead of her on the retirement scene. So I'm telling her I'm paving the way. I'm figuring out how it works, and by the time she gets there, we'll be pros at it.
You'll have everything done. She won't have to worry about it. Yep. What are you flying?
Man, that's at Foothills now a lot. Well, when I can, you know, when the weather permits. I haven't permitted a whole lot lately, but it does permit from time to time. And I've been wanting to get back into the flying with goggles, but that takes, you know, a concentrated effort, unless you just go out and buy everything. And then you got to find time to go out to the airfield. But I got a friend that was at Campobello when I was there, and he was wanting to do that too. So I've got three people now that want to do that. Maybe I'll somehow maneuver everything around to where I can start flying with goggles again. Once you fly with goggles, it's hard to go back to flying without them.
Heads up display type thing?
It's on, and you're seeing the camera comes from the nose of the airplane or the tail up above the canopy. So you're flying left is always left, right is always right, up is always up, down is always down, because you're flying from the airplane. With the goggles on, you get what's called first-person view, FPV, and there's no flying out of range or anything like that, so you can't see it and you can't tell its orientation. You always know the orientation. You've always got an arrow that points to a house, and if you keep turning until that arrow points to that house and you go forward, you'll come home. It's that easy. And it's a whole lot more fun than, you know, just flying around in circles on the ground, with your feet on the ground.
Yeah. Well, probably if you have poor vision like I do, that might help solve something like that, over.
It would. They have these things, I forget, they're called dioptics or something like that. But anyway, if you have a prescription that fixes your vision, you can put those, you can buy those, and they're inserts that go, if you know what your prescription is, you can insert those into the goggles. And then when you're flying with the goggles on, it looks like it looks to anybody else, right? Everybody's got perfect 20/20 vision with the goggles on.
that about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm here at Wally World. I've got to fill up the gas, so I'll be back in.
All right. Well, I'm pulling into the transfer station, so I don't know where I'll be in the queue. I might be unloading when you get back, but if not, I'll talk to you when we get back, W4DJW. DJW Mobile.